I wonder who tried to kill us.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too. In fact, I'm kind of freaking out about it.
Well, usually when someone tries to kill me, it's because I'm onto something.
To the glistening eastern sea, I give you Queen Lucy, the Valiant.
I volunteer as tribute.
I believe we have a volunteer.
Nancy Drew, Lucy Pevensey, Katniss Everdeen. We all know some of these classic heroines in young adult literature. They're strong, enterprising, and brave. But according to our next guest, one of the most interesting trends in young adult lit today is that female protagonists are breaking down some of those barriers. Kelly Roberts is an associate professor of English at Meredith College in North Carolina, and she's recently written about how female protagonists in young adult fiction have changed and stayed the same. And she says it's not just about traditional heroines anymore.
I think we have gotten to the point now where we think not only can girls dream big when they're female protagonists in young adult literature, but they can dream small, right? That the very fact of their being is significant now for female protagonists. They do not have to be a warrior. They can be something like a whispering warrior. They can be an unlikely heroine. They're not really seeking the spotlight. They're not trying to be grandiose. They're trying to be themselves. And they show their humanity in that way. They are flawed characters, which is, of course, nothing new, but the fact that we are seeing very strong, but incredibly human and incredibly flawed female characters who are strong in that vein is something that I think is significant.
Yeah. Let's start by talking about some of those unlikely heroines that you mentioned there. Give us an example or two of those.
I think the example that comes to mind today is the character of Marin in Nina LaCour's young adult novel, We Are Okay. It just recently won the Prince. And I love that example because it is an example of a female protagonist who's really going through this incredible arc of grief. She has lost her mother when she was very young. She grew up with her grandfather, whom she loved very, very much, on the West Coast, but she loses him right before her freshman year of college. And instead of finding out that, you know, and kind of getting affirmed in all of these wonderful things she knew about him as a result of going through his things, she realizes that he was a very complicated man and someone that she didn't quite know as well as she thought she did. And so she goes to New York, really homeless, all on her own, kind of drops everything and goes to get ready for college a few weeks early and really works through her first semester of college, just learning how to be in the world and learning how to love people who are not necessarily all the things that you grew up believing they were. What really drives this book is the idea that you can be confused, you can be complicated, you can be struggling, and yet in the end, as she says, you can really be okay. And in that way, she shows such a quiet strength that I think it is kind of a new thing that we're seeing in young adult literature, that she's just a beautifully conflicted and complicated young woman who can rest in that and simply be strong in herself. So I think it's a beautiful example of how you don't have to be Katniss in order to be a wonderfully strong female protagonist these days.
You also talk about, you're talking about these characters who are flawed as well. Like this is, and that's nothing new in literature, but it does seem to be a rising trend, you say, in young adult heroines. What do you think the attraction is to characters like this? Why do you think these are the characters we're seeing more and more today?
Well, I think we're kind of growing up. I think young adult literature has always had female characters who are strong, but these female characters seem to avoid kind of the tidy endings or the polished edges that when we were trying to make sure that girls got the idea that you can be strong and brave, some of that was needed. But I think the beautiful thing is now we don't feel the need to tidy everything up or to have some Wonder Woman at the end. There's a wonderful young adult book called The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas wonderful example of how the female protagonist, Star Carter, is kind of navigating lots of things. Something very, very heavy happens to her best friend, and he's gunned down in a police incident. But she's working through that, doesn't handle everything incredibly well, navigates like the rest of us would, but she does show humanity in all of that by, you know, doing what a conflicted character would do. And I think in that way, she does redefine strong.
Yeah. So you said in your work, you get to talk to a lot of young teenagers, the people who are reading these books. Is your sense that they are more attracted to sort of almost more realistic characters? It's not fantastic. It's not necessarily a grand adventure, but it's people who they can really relate to?
I think that is true, you know, in general. The wonderful thing about young adult literature right now is that, you know, we have voracious readers. And when I meet the people who are reading young adult literature, everyone has a favorite genre. So definitely science fiction and fantasy is a huge genre right now with young adult literature. But we do have some incredible female protagonists, and the people who really gravitate toward that genre have the same feeling, I think, that the people who gravitate toward more realistic fiction have. And that is that whether they are Katniss Everdeen or, you know, they are much more realistic character, everyone doesn't have to come out in the end as being incredibly perfect, having figured everything out and having very tidy endings. Every character gets to be flawed and still on her way of making herself into an adult. And I think that's something that that resonates with everyone.
Yeah. You also bring up, though, the fact that while we're seeing sort of this wider variety of heroines in young adult literature, that they're not necessarily more diverse. What do you think is contributing to that? Like, who's writing these characters?
Well, I think the idea of who's writing the characters is very, very significant. I would be remiss without saying we have some amazing young adult authors who are themselves diverse. You know, Jacqueline Woodson is a person who comes to mind with Brown Girl Dreaming and Another Brooklyn. There's a wonderful 13-year-old activist named Marley Diaz who is trending with hashtag 1000 Black Girl Books. And I'm just so excited that the people who are reading these books are taking really the forefront in making sure that we have diverse characters out there. So it's an incredibly exciting time to be in young adult literature and to think about diversity. But in my opinion, we've never had a more important time in our country to really embrace diversity and inclusion.
All right. Kelly Roberts is an associate professor of English at Meredith College in Raleigh, North Carolina. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Thank you.